Jeffrey Epstein accuser sues his estate, Ghislaine Maxwell, three Epstein staffers. By Catherine Rodriguez on August 14, 2019. One of Jeffrey Epstein's accusers sued the late disgraced financier's estate, his alleged accomplice Ghislaine Maxwell, and three of Epstein's staffers on Wednesday as part of a lawsuit that falls under the Child Victims Act. Jennifer Rouse said she was just 15 years old when Epstein allegedly raped her in his Manhattan townhouse. "I'm here because today is my first step toward reclaiming my power," Rouse said on a conference call with reporters Wednesday morning. "While I am angry about Epstein's death, my resolve is only strengthened. None of that is diminished simply because he chose to take his own life." The suit filed in Manhattan Supreme Court lists Epstein's estate, Maxwell, and three unidentified women whom she described as secretary, maid, and recruiter as defendants. In the complaint, Rouse claims she was recruited by a mysterious brunette at Performing Arts High School when she was 14 years old. The brunette allegedly introduced her to Epstein, who began financially supporting her. After a month of meetings, the former hedge fund manager allegedly raped her in his favorite room in the house while in the middle of a massage, according to the lawsuit. Rouse was petrified, felt trapped and didn't know what to do, so she just did as she was told, the suit said. Epstein held her tightly and forcibly raped her. Rouse is also suing three unidentified women, claiming they did nothing to stop Epstein's pedophile ways. The suit is the first to be filed against Epstein's estate after his Saturday death by an apparent suicide. It is also among the first to fall under the Child Victims Act, a New York state law which allows victims of child sex abuse to file civil suits against alleged victims within a 12-month period, no matter how long ago it took place. After the 12-month period, victims would be able to file civil suits until age 55. Epstein died of an apparent suicide on Saturday after reports say he used a bedsheet to hang himself. He had been awaiting trial on multiple sex trafficking charges in New York City's Metropolitan Correctional Center.